Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so happy to be here with you today, mostly that you are studying the Word of the living God. God's our Creator. He made us. He gave us life. He gave us breath. He sustains our life, and He wants to be involved in our life. He wants a personal relationship with us, and as we read His Word and study His Word, I promise He'll speak to your heart just in the same way that He does mine. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we again give you thanks and praise for who you are and what you have done. Lord, you've so blessed us, and to provide your word so that we can know you is just, well, it's just beyond, and we just want to be grateful to you today for giving us such a wonderful tool to be able to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you, Heavenly Father. Today, we ask you to guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth by your Spirit as well. Lord, we just want to bless you and be pleasing in your eyes, and we know you'll help us to do that. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, They Had Not Had Sin, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 24. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus told his disciples, He that hates me hates my Father also. And in chapter 15 and verse 24 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. Where we read, If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. The verse reads, If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. John began with the words, If I had not done among them, which means whether and in case I, Jesus, did not perform, produce, and make ready with and beside the inhabitants of the world, the works or the business, employments, acts, and deeds, which none other man did, which means that not another person, whether male or female, performed, produced, and made ready. They had not had sin, or the inhabitants of the world would not have missed the mark, erred, or made mistakes. John shared how Jesus said, If he had not performed his acts and deeds that no other person performed, the inhabitants of the world would not have missed the mark or erred. The verse continues, But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. John added the words, both now, or but now, which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, at this time and moment, have they both seen, or have the inhabitants of the world even so and indeed observed, noticed, and discerned, and hated both me? Which means, and despised, detested, and persecuted, even so, and indeed me, Jesus, and my Father, or, and my Jesus' Heavenly Father God. John shared how Jesus declared that people indeed saw him and despised him and his Heavenly Father. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus referred to the mighty acts and deeds he performed among people that they had never seen before, and yet they hated him. This revealed and exposed their sin, and they were without excuse. Anyone who examines the life of Jesus and all he did among people while he was on the earth should understand their sinful state against God the Father and their need for a Savior. God loves people, and he sent his son Jesus to demonstrate his love by having Jesus die on the cross for their sins, which separated them from a relationship with him. Those who put their faith and trust in Jesus will be saved, and those who oppose him hate God and his plan of salvation for mankind. Let all who read and hear these words take heed. Next time John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, they hated me without a cause. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name, amen.